is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being called a See You Next Tuesday on television.
Ouch.
You can join, well, no. I mean, you could join the chat room, the Den Pen, but nobody's in there right now. But you can still go to davinsden.com. Probably have, if you're listening to this, click on it. Number to, no, can't call in, can't do that. So I'll tell you who I am. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I am all alone here. Joe is, Joe is tardy, as usual. The chat room will be manned, oh, I'd say probably within the hour or so. But it can't be, because Pip is having a mechanical issue.
Yes, I am.
What's going on, Pip?
For reasons beyond my control, I got stuck late at the day program, and then when I got out of the day program, just in time to be able to get home and man the chat room and do the show like a normal person, at least calling in-wise, and there's a flat on my car.
Ah, flat on your car. Kind of like my flat. A flat on my life, a flat on your car.
No, you know what? Yeah, there's been a flat on my life for a while now, but now the flat on the car is just the piece de resistance.
I'm surprised with all the crap you have in the car, you don't have a spare ready to go.
I do have a spare ready to go.
Oh, you just don't know how to change your tire?
I mean, I have a donut. Well, first of all, I'm just not about to do that, and I'm wearing a dress, and I'm like, yeah, no.
So how far away is the day program from your home?
Oh, about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. So what is the plan for this show? Are you going to be signing off and heading home once Joe gets here? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, no, I kind of figured that maybe during the break, I can drive and talk.
Yeah, but that's not safe, and I don't want you to get a ticket.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I mean, I kind of didn't want to camp out here until Joe got in, but that might be a possibility.
Yeah, because you got to go slow on a donut. You can't do normal speed.
Exactly.
And are there highways involved?
No, luckily.
No. Well, I mean, the good thing is when we take the break, it'll be like an 8-9 minute break, and then we have a phone interview, which I'll set up in a second. So, you know, you should have close to that 20 minutes.
Yeah, I might be able to hustle my bustle home.
Yeah.
In that time period.
Yeah. Now, you have your computer with you?
I do, but I do not have access to Wi-Fi at the moment.
That is unfortunate. And
I
said that is unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I wouldn't attempt to try to do the chat room here.
No,
because it's just if I have Wi-Fi, it's going to be weak as shit. You know, so.
I mean, I guess somebody could message me on the Davin's Den Facebook page if there's something pressing. We used to do that.
Yeah,
but
if there was something like really going on, but I mean I don't know that if anybody wants to go into the chat and just run the thing for the time being, be my guest.
Yeah, I don't know if we want that.
Well, it's just if anybody goes in there now, it's just going to be a free for all.
I don't know if we can have that. They're welcome to talk in there anytime, but it's,
sure.
It's certainly better when we have the cafeteria mom running things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I smack the table and tell them to calm down.
Yeah, it's appreciated and necessary.
I guess at times. Joe's been cafeteria dad plenty of times, too.
Yeah, he has. But it's like any substitute teacher. You know, it's fine. It's just not when the number one is there.
Are you saying they're not as afraid of Joe as they are of me?
I'm just saying you have a certain je ne sais quoi with people you know through the internet.
Yeah.
I'm paying you a compliment. All right, let me set up this show. So
All right.
On the show, we have an interview with Stephanie McGregor from Connection to Creativity, and we're going to learn about, getting kids to read. I think that's an important thing.
Yeah.
Do some of that do-gooder shit we used to do.
You know what? I thought that was excellent.
When we did do-gooder shit?
Yeah.
Well, tonight's one of those do-gooder nights.
Yeah. I'm hoping that the AAA guy feels exactly the same way.
Yes. We'll also be doing comics in the news 2 weeks in a row because another comic shot their mouth off. This time, Samantha Bee and her use of the C-word towards Ivanka Trump.
My absolute favorite.
The C-word or Ivanka Trump or Samantha Bee?
Well, the C-word, I was speaking facetiously, and I do like Samantha Bee a lot.
I like her show a lot, too. But, very, very far left, very, very ham-handed to the left. But I enjoy the comedy.
Yeah.
And I saw that live. So we'll get into that. If we have time, we'll do some School of Fools. I don't know. And one of your favorite scamming scammers with Jane.
Yes.
So we got a good one of those coming up. So we continue to have, if you listen to this live at any point, we continue to have issues getting the shows online. It's supposedly the XML file to load the full shows was fixed. That may or may not be the case. Pip.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to check it again. I did it last night, and I thought, oh, look at me go. And then I tried to, and I do what I normally do to make sure that it, refreshes. And I looked at our page, and nada. I was like, damn it, I thought I was doing good.
No, it's not up. We just got the show up from, 2 weeks? From the 22nd? That just made it up on Sunday. So now we're trying to get the show from the 29th. Good Lord, who the fuck knows when this show's going to be up? We have not had scammer clips up in a month. Yeah, I'm at my wit's end with this shit. I got to tell you.
I don't know. I wish I knew more of how to do this stuff, but
so I wish the people who I hired knew how to do more of this stuff.
Well, I'm only a trained monkey so far, and then it's beyond my realm.
It has not been easy for us.
No,
it never has been easy. It always seems like, now once in a while they come through in the pinch and they save our ass. So let me preface it by
absolutely.
That does happen sometimes, but it often seems like, I don't know, other things get broken when other shit's supposed to get fixed and then the original stuff isn't fixed. Do you know I'm still waiting for a website from 2 years ago?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I'm at my wit's end. I just need to get this show online. Because if we're not going to get it online regularly, then I see no reason to do this.
Well, because a lot of our listeners are listening at their leisure later on.
Correct. So we will see.
We have to give them their feast.
We have to give them something. Well, it's just not worth it to do this if we can't get the shows online. And, we're working on other things. And, I don't know. You're not here very often. Joe comes later and later. Seems like it's more of a hassle. It seems like it's more of a hassle than anything sometimes.
this can't be helped. Do you believe this? AAA is calling me.
Right now?
And I have to pick it up.
Well, they're telling you your guy's on the way.
Yeah, I know they are.
So go pick it up.
Sorry, one sec.
What a fucking show. What a third-rate fucking production I put together. I got one guy who can't get out of work on time anymore and is always fighting fucking traffic, and that can't be helped. He used to get here on time. Doesn't anymore. That can't be helped. He was away for grand jury duty for a month. I got another one who's finally healthy. Finally fucking healthy. And then the work kicks in the ass, and I can't get your shows online. This is a first rate operation we are running.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're back.
And now AAA is coming, so I'll be conducting a live interview with the guy who's changing my tire.
We can find out what his day's like.
Yeah. Hey, my day's been shitty. How about you?
Yeah, I got nasty bitches needing me to change their tire.
Oh, I say. Well, I'll be sitting in my car, shutting my mouth.
Yes, you should definitely sit in the car while he tries to fucking put it up on the jack.
No, can you imagine?
I can, and I encourage.
You'd be like, you jackass.
You should.
I'd be like, yes, you have reached the right car.
You should give him, as a tip, like an item from the back seat.
There's so much in the back seat right now, I can't even tell you.
That's what I'm saying. He should get to pick something of his choosing.
Well, I picked out everything that's in the way back and put it on the back seat so that we could get at the donut.
Okay.
So I found things that I've been looking for.
probably like a catnip toy from 2004 is probably back there.
Close.
Maybe.
No, but I did. I found the ice scraper finally.
That's good. You'll lose it just in time for December.
It's only June, so yeah, just in time for December. But I found an ice scraper. I found some painting materials that I needed.
Jesus Christ.
And, now I know where that staple gun went.
I don't know what's the biggest disaster. Your car, your life, or this show? I don't know.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It most certainly is. But let's...
Well, we're talking about this show tonight, aren't we?
Just in general. I mean, tonight, yes. Tonight, yes, for sure.
Particularly.
Yes.
Oh, now we're going to get some loud, rugged, manly noise from the flatbed that's coming to take care of my tire.
Usually we get that from Joe walking down the stairs.
I know. But here it is, live and in person.
I challenge you to greet the AAA guy the way I greet Joe every show. Say something insulting and see what happens.
Oh, my God. No, he'll drive away.
Yes, he will.
Go fuck yourself.
So do you need to talk to him right now?
I do.
All right, so go talk to him.
All right.
Do we want to hear this, or should I talk over this?
Talk over me.
Talk. What a fucking show. This is what happens when you get live radio. We could do a podcast and, record it, and then it'd be sound a lot better and perfect. But then again, we can't get it online, so... What's the point of that? So at least this way there's a chance you can hear it live. Such a clusterfuck. So right now, Pip has to tell the guy what she needs done. It should take about 10 minutes. It's a small car. And then she'll be all ours. But all right, we're not going to focus on that right now. She will rejoin us. So last night, my daughter's school had this event where they teach you how to find hidden drugs in their room. Now, I don't think my daughter... is using drugs. I know she's not using drugs. I don't think, I'm inclined to believe that she never will use drugs. But, every parent thinks their kid doesn't use drugs. So you certainly want to be hep to the game. And as I found out last night, I am not hep to the drug game. I am not. But I learned some things. But before,
did you just say hep to people while I wasn't listening?
What?
Say hep to people while I wasn't around to stop you?
I did.
Well, okay.
Why? What, no good?
It makes you sound like somebody's Uncle Barney.
Well, Joe's not here, so I have to play the old man role.
Oh, that's true.
Somebody should. It's not a show without it. So before I get to what I learned with the drug education last night, I should say... that they had cookies there. And if you guys have been listening to the show, you know I am watching what I eat. I am working out very hard. And cookies unless they're quinoa, have quinoa in them, are not on the menu. And the quinoa cookies are like once every couple of weeks, and last week was the first week of that. So I am not supposed to be having cookies. But they had cookies there. And you know what? I had a cookie. I fucking did it. I had a cookie.
You were just anticipating tonight's cluster, and you decided to go for it.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? You know what I did on Sunday? I had a cookie and some crumb cake and some ice cream and some cheese and crackers and jam. How you like that shit?
No. She went completely nuts.
No, I mean, they were like sample shit. I mean, the cookies were full-size cookies. But, you know, the other stuff was like sample stuff because I went to the farmer's market and I went to BJ's where they give you free shit. And my rule is if it's free, you know, no calories.
If it's free, it's for me.
Yeah. So, but here's the interesting thing. So I was not fastidious to the rules of this 80 days obsessed. Not I did my own thing, and you know what? I fucking lost weight. I lost weight both days by eating cookies.
Awesome.
Yes, and when I stick to the meal program and eat all healthy, I struggle to lose weight. So I think this whole eating healthy thing, I'm gonna say right now, bunch of crap.
Are you kind of like starving yourself, and your body's like? Is holding on to every last calorie because it thinks it's starving, and then when you give it a little something, it goes, "Oh, better rev up the metabolism."
No, not at all. I'm supposed to eat every couple of hours. But
oh, okay.
But
well, you're just eating things that were a little less on the healthy side, but it seemed to have liked it.
Yeah, I was eating shit, and it was delicious.
Sounds good.
I mean, there's only so much you could do with grilled chicken and, you know, sliced turkey and whole grain bread and fucking vegetables and more vegetables and fruit and water. There's only so much. You know what? There's no fucking pleasure in it. And I've talked about it before.
I completely understand.
You know what? You know what? Food is supposed to be fuel for the body, but I say if that's the fuel, then light this bitch on fire because I don't want to be here.
Well, it's just, if that's all you get, is all you're doing is fueling up and you're not enjoying any of it, it's just like, well, just kill me now.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I don't enjoy any of it. But anyway.
Or give me like one of those just feeding tubes.
No, that's not. I don't want a feeding tube either. I want to eat delicious things. I enjoy eating.
Yeah, you're here.
But they don't want me to. So I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to develop a cookie diet. You know, you can't eat a whole thing of Oreos a day. You can't be a Gavone. But, a cookie a day keeps the workout bitch away. How do you like that? How do you like that?
You got something.
I do. So... Now, of course, as I'm leaving this event I'm about to tell you about, a very large woman made her way to the cookies and said to no one in particular, I love cookies.
Like we didn't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what my mind was thinking. Fortunately, my mouth didn't say it. But it's like, yeah, of course you did. What a big fucking surprise.
Well, I know that you were thinking that that's the only possible reason that she's there
right.
to meet it.
Well, so this cookie diet may have varying results, but I'll tell you what. Seeing her lumber her way towards the cookies, it did encourage me not to turn around and go for a second cookie and march my exceedingly smaller ass out the door.
You know what? It is somewhat, I guess, not gratifying, but it's sort of, and not stimulating. What is the damn word I want? But it's somewhat motivating when you see somebody that's big. Because then you go, yeah, but I've been losing weight. I'm not that.
Exactly. But then and that's how I felt. But there is the other argument. Yeah, but the fat bitch is happy. So there's that.
Well, you don't know that.
She's happy eating a cookie.
She was happy at that moment. Oh, yeah. It's always happy going down.
But it looks like she has a lot of moments of happiness. And I got to tell you, I do not.
Yeah. A lot that day, maybe even.
Every day, it would appear. That's not one day's worth of work.
Every day that there's free ones, sure.
Well, listen, you don't get large on free cookies alone. You don't become a dress barn gal on free cookies alone.
Let me tell you, that dress barn gal stuff is all it's cracked up to be because I enjoy my cookies and I get to wear fabulously bright colored muumuus.
You know what? And if it wasn't for your deteriorating health, I would say you're on the right path.
No, really.
So yeah. Well, I mean, the good news is I'm wearing shirts that used to be tight on me that I had to wear underneath. They're now baggy on me. So whatever.
Oh, nice. You know, for a second, I thought you said skirts.
I bet I can fit into some skirts now. I'm still a fat fuck, but I'm less fat and less
You're
fuck.
Not.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But anyway, that's not the point of this. The point is the cookie diet may or may not work. You find out. Anyway. So I'm there.
We'd be throwing the free cookies your way. It's not going to work.
Yeah, there's been a lot of free cookies. But I think if you combine free cookies with a workout regimen, I think you can pull it off.
You know, I think that is possible because a lot of people who are just like workout fiends, you know, you see them eat, you know, nice stuff every once in a while because they can get away with it because they're working it off.
No, then the next day, like, I better run an extra 5 miles. Like, must you? Do you really have to?
I know. That kills me. I think I told you, I worked with a woman who was just really not happy unless she was, hold on just 1 second, all right?
Okay. Pip is answering questions about her car. He's going, what type of fucking shit is this? She goes, I don't know. I've always had it. It's like a skateboard, but with a customized plate. All right.
Uh-oh.
It's never good when they have to have a further conversation. What seems to be the problem? Your axle's broken. That's not good. Now Pip has to probably negotiate where the car can be towed to. And this is where you need your AAA Plus, boys and girls. Because AAA Plus, they'll tell you within 100 miles. No AAA Plus,
I mean,
you're fucked.
You don't take the tire off, though, or you take the whole wheel off?
Yeah, the whole wheel's not coming.
The whole wheel's not coming?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Huh.
They're having trouble getting the tire off, I think.
How far are you going?
I'm doing play-by-play of a roadside assistance call. This is where I am in my career.
I don't know where I was going to leave it.
Uh-oh. Pip is being forced to go into the bowels of New Jersey, perhaps.
So, here's the latest. My tire won't come off.
The tire won't come off?
Yeah, it will not come off.
You don't have the tool that takes it off?
I don't even know what you do at this point. It's like the whole piece of it won't come.
Huh.
Like, I've never seen this happen before, but that's what all that slumping and bumping noises were, as the guy was, like, beating the crap out of the tire, trying to get the wheel part itself to move.
Huh.
And I'm like, what do I do now?
So what is he going to tell you someplace?
Well, I guess we'll have to tell me someplace, but I don't even know where.
Don't you have a mechanic?
Well, I used to, but he was somebody that was close to the old day program. And that's why he was a mechanic.
Well, they'll tell you one place for free. Mr. Helix is getting off work, or is off work, so he should be able to meet you.
Yeah, later.
Oh, he's still doing it? Still in the air?
Yeah, he's still in the air.
Huh. Ain't that
actually
some shit?
He's recording somebody else's show.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Ain't that some shit? So what are you going to...
When I called him, I said, you know, at least I'm not on the side of a highway someplace. So I am not sure what's going to happen now. I might have to have this son of a bitch towed. And then I'm really not going to be able to talk. Oh.
Ain't that some shit?
Hold on just one second. One of my day program workers is coming over to talk to me.
Really? The seldom heard Pip Helix day program worker. Be quiet, audience. They don't know she does this radio show. They think she's a mild-mannered, quote-unquote, worker. I can't even tell you what type of work she does, because I might reveal her secret identity. A lot of fucking background noise. Send that yappy woman on her way. Not another woman. I'm just assuming she's yappy. Busybody. Maybe she'll give Pip a ride.
Yeah, I know. Well, she would if she's done with her meeting. She had to come back for. But this is kind of crazy. I don't really know what to do right now.
Well, he's got to tell you someplace.
I know, and.
But you don't have a place to be towed.
Yeah, I don't really. I have to think about where to go.
Well, the other option is you get towed back to your house, and, you know, you'll pay for them to tow you to someplace close to your house tomorrow. Since you don't have a mechanic, and no mechanics are there now.
Right. So there's no place I can say, hey, my car is going to be there.
Right. You don't have that relationship.
We'll welcome it.
Right. You don't have a place that you have that relationship to go, oh, that's the Helix Mobile. Well, and, you know,
yeah,
where you can
exactly.
leave a note.
My car seems to be rolling forward.
Your
Hold
car seems
second.
To be rolling.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Hang on. I got to put on my emergency brake. My car was rolling into the bushes.
The car is so fed up with Pip Helix that it is willing to roll away into the bushes just to get away from this.
It was running away from me.
Yeah, just to get away from you, daffy ass. All right, so what are you doing? So I need to know what I'm doing. All right, I'm going to fucking do a show. That's what I'm going to do. And hopefully Pip will join us at some point. Hopefully Joe will get back, but I got shit to talk about, so I'll just fucking talk about it. Although I could do without all that background noise.
Yeah.
Fucking so hard. Fucking people. Move away if there's going to be background noise, you daffy woman. She doesn't understand the concept of a cellular phone. I don't know. All right. So I went to this thing. At my kid's school, in the middle school.
Well, we definitely got to get it fixed. Okay?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Christ, I can't believe this is on the air. Are you fucking kidding me? She could hang up and call back.
Hold on.
Wow. Stressful times. Stressful times. Well, Joe, if you're listening,
Thank you.
Text me how far you're going to take, how long it's going to take you. Because we can do this without Pip. I can do this alone. I just need to know what's going on.
Oh, well, what's going on now is that he put some air in the tire, and right now I have to drive to someplace.
Why don't
I can leave it.
Why don't you drive home?
Because then it'll be flat and at home.
Right, but you don't have... Is he going to drive you to your house afterwards?
Sorry, say that again?
Is he going to drive you to your house afterwards?
No, he's not.
So then this is not a fucking good idea. Then you're stranded at someplace else. You might as well be stranded at home.
I guess so, and then I'll have them
yes.
do it again in the morning.
Yes, that's what you will have to do, because you don't have a mechanic, it's 7 o'clock at night, and he's not willing to drive you home.
Right.
So then you need to get your ass home.
I guess so.
Is there a big hole in the tire?
It's a slow leak.
Story of my life.
But I'm not going to test their waters and see how slow I think it is.
Okay. So now you are driving home.
I'm going to drive home.
So are you leaving us?
No, I'm going to stay on.
Oh, okay. all right. Well, you know, if Joe would fucking text me, I could have him call in to let you concentrate on your slow leak. But I don't know if Joe's listening, and Joe's girl might be sending messages right now that I'm not seeing. So
yeah, maybe she is. Maybe she's saying, "Hey, he's on his way.
Yeah,
you know, he'll be here any second."
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk, and you could
you
could chime in where you'd like.
Okay.
So you're getting into the car now.
Yep.
All right. Be well, young Helix. So anyway. Well, there's 30 minutes of some of the worst fucking radio you'll ever hear. 30 minutes of radio with no fucking point. And you know what? If this is your first time ever listening to the show, I don't fucking blame you if you never listen again. Because that was garbage. That was hot, stinky, garbage horseshit. Let's try to fucking raise the game a little bit. Shall we? Ugh.
If you want to, but I think Dumpster Fire is like the new radio format.
Fine. Dumpster Fire Radio. You know what? That was an abortion's abortion. That's what that was.
Abortion's abortion.
Sure. So, like, if you aborted a fetus, there'd be another fetus inside that was fucking aborted. It was like one of those Russian dolls.
Kinda.
Yes. So that's what that fucking half an hour was. What a bunch of horseshit. I fucking apologize. Let's do a fucking show now. I'm going to plow through this one way or the other.
I am sorry, listeners, but... if this is the way things are going tonight. But I really, really, it's out of my control.
So anyway, so I'm at my kid's school, and they're doing this program to help you identify some clues if your kid is on drugs. I don't think my kid's on drugs. If she's smart, she'll never do drugs. I've never done a drug. The wife has never done a drug. This is not news.
I just was kind of surprised that the wife had never, ever, ever, ever.
It would seem like to be with me in any time of a long-term period of time, one should be heavily medicated. You would think that. I understand.
Maybe she didn't in the past, but I'm sure that she's got a prescription now, surely.
No. No prescriptions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hats off to the wife.
Exactly. So anyway, so I go to my kid's school. And they're putting on this program where you walk, like among other things that you do, you walk around through this fake teenage room and you find clues for drugs and drugs, all sorts of stuff like this. Now, here's the thing. This is where me being a recluse bites me in the ass because I don't know anybody. So you're supposed to go like, so I have nobody to commiserate with. I have nobody to wisecrack with. I have nobody to really fucking acknowledge. And you're supposed to go in groups of four through this room, one group at a time. And everybody's grouped off, except me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, except me. So
just you. You're the sole man out?
Well, I am. So I joined the group of two school administrators and the school's police officer.
Oh, boy.
You know what this is? I'll tell you what exactly this is like. It felt like when you're in school and the stinky or foreign kid and nobody wants to be that kid's partner, so the teacher has to partner with them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Or like if I went to an orgy and I was like unfuckable, but they put the biggest whore to pair with me because she'll fuck anybody. That's what it feels like.
Wait, are you the biggest whore in this scenario?
No, no, I am unfuckable in this scenario.
Okay.
I am unfuckable. I am undesirable. It's been a long time since I felt that way because the career gives you a certain amount of power, and I generally don't mix with other human beings. So.
I see.
So now I'm with the narc and the school administrators. This is my fucking team. I'm not with the other Yentas. This is my team, which is good. You know, so you have 4 minutes to be a big creep and snoop in the kid's room. You got to go through everything. 4 minutes. And there's tons of shit in there. The theory is your kid has hopped into the shower and they're going to be out in 4 minutes. Now, no teenager takes a 4 minute shower.
No, you don't only have 4 minutes, but I guess you don't want to be caught. So let's just say that's the window that you feel comfortable with.
Right. And,
so,
and
where are you looking?
And, well, hold on. And it's my fucking house, and she's not always home. So I can look pretty much whenever the fuck I want.
But,
so, well, you got to look through everything. You got to look through desks, garbage, bed, you know, everything, nightstand, everything. This is how crazy the scene is now, which, you know, admittedly, I was probably naive to coming in. Never being a user of product. But and in my defense, I've really only been exposed to marijuana and cocaine. That's really what's the only thing that's ever really been done in my presence.
Right.
So, but it's amazing the places kids will hide drugs and drug paraphernalia and how easy it is to get. You can order it from Amazon.com. You could go to the mall. And they're called concealment devices. Have you heard this term?
I don't remember it being called that specifically, but I know that I have bought one of those objects that you can hide money in.
Well, that's what they sell it as. They sell it
yeah.
as you can hide money, but nobody's hiding money in it. What'd you buy?
I'm hiding money in it.
What was your concealment item?
It's a can of soda.
Ah, yes. Now, is it an empty can or a full can?
It's got the right heft for a can of soda.
Well, okay. So, what, you unscrew the middle?
You unscrew the top.
Okay. Yes, bottles are very popular for that. Like bottles, like they have now ones that like are Aquafina bottles, for instance. And there's water.
Oh, yeah.
There's water in the top, and there's water in the bottom. But the whole place where the label is opens up, and that's where you can fucking hide shit.
Very clever.
Same with like Arizona iced tea. Basically, whatever people like to drink, they now make as concealment items. Which makes me I wonder if the companies know that they're being used in this way. No, I mean, like, I wonder if I think Coca-Cola owns Aquafina. Like, did they license out Aquafina bottles to be used as concealment items?
Well, they must have done, because they wouldn't be able to use that label.
Interesting.
They must have. It's trademarked.
So let's see. So they make empty lotion bottles. Let's see what else they have. You can hide it in a concealment brush. It looks like a brush with fucking hair on it. You could hide it in there.
Oh, no. Really?
Concealment pouches in clothing or a rug or the tongues of sneakers. Even a fucking surge protector. And the surge protector has a battery in it for the red light, so it looks like it's actually on.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
That's what's going on. And
wow.
And of course they hide stuff, of course, in like sneaker boxes and in gadget boxes like your iPhones, because you know how you get when you get a piece of new technology, the phone box has all those layers to it.
Yeah,
they like to use that. If they have a lot of Jolly Ranchers, it may be for purple drink, which is like basically codeine and like soda, codeine and Sprite, and the Jolly Ranchers make it taste better.
I saw that in a movie.
What movies are you watching?
It was a movie with Kevin Kline and Ashton Kutcher, actually. And the father was dating this much younger girl, and he ended up in the hospital because he had too much purple drink.
Ah, all right. I think Little Wayne made it famous.
Yeah, that's what he said. There was Little Wayne, and the girlfriend was listening to Lil Wayne, and he was pretending to like it and be into the lifestyle, but he ends up in the hospital because he, like, OD'd on this stuff. And he goes, I don't really like the Lil Wayne. I don't understand what he's saying.
My experience with Jolly Ranchers, and I think I've said this before, in home ec in high school, me and friend Lee, were making pancakes. And I think I made him laugh, or somebody made him laugh, or something happened. And he was sucking on a Jolly Rancher, and it fell out of his mouth into the batter. And we just kept on going with it, because, you know, you're not going to stop. And we call those Jolly Old Pancakes.
Of course.
People liked them.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher Pancakes.
Yeah, so that's as deviant as I've ever been with a Jolly Rancher. You know, people ate some of Lee's spit.
Yeah, Jolly Ranchers, I think the only thing I've ever done is eaten them, but not very often.
Now, I will say that in college, my roommate and I might have told this on the air a couple of times, but I'll tell it again. You know, the people, our sweet mates, were taking advantage of our generosity as far as mooching food and drink. So my roommate had enough of this. So he decided to pee in a big old jug of iced tea.
Oh, no.
And, he gave that to them.
Oh, no!
And really, one of them could have kicked both our asses. He was a bad motherfucker.
Holy shit!
We could have died.
Oh, no!
But apparently, urine is a fine accompaniment to iced tea.
They didn't even notice.
If they did, I wouldn't be here now.
Oh, my God. They had iced pee.
Iced pee. That's what they had.
Iced pee.
Yes.
Don't knock it. Trump says try it.
Trump says try it? Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
God.
So, certain clothes have drug connotations or affiliated with companies that sell concealment clothes. They have, you know what a Skittles party is?
No.
A Skittles party is when the kids raid their parents' prescription drugs, have a party, put all the drugs that have been raided in a bowl, spin the bottle, and people take various handfuls of prescription drugs.
Oh, they used to do that in the 70s and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, they used to, like, people used to come to cocktail parties or whatever, swinger parties, whatever they were doing, and they'd bring their prescriptions and they'd pour them all into, or whatever they had, and pour them in a bowl and you just took what you wanted. I have never partaken in such a thing because after growing up with my mother, who was like, you know, pen sheets to the wind, like, on a normal day, there was never a normal day. What am I saying? The idea of like messing with my sound like a party.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Your mom probably had like the best shit because she was trying to control some personalities. So,
oh, dude, no doubt. When she was, when I was really young, they used to prescribe Quaaludes, like. And so then they changed her prescription. And stupid us, we had a whole bottle of unused Quaaludes in the house, and nobody partook. We did what you used to do. We tossed them down the toilet.
Flush them down the toilet so the sewer alligators can have them.
Yeah, so they can have them down during the water supply.
Yeah.
We didn't think like them back then.
So one of the encouraging things, first of all, it's incredible what's out there. And I apparently know very little about drugs because I'd be going to the cop of like, what is this? He's like, oh, that's a grinder. I'm like, oh, a grinder. He's like, oh, yeah, and you use this to scrape off the residue. I'm like, motherfucker, what is going on over here?
Really?
But there's all sorts of shit I am unaware of, blissfully unaware.
Oh, me too.
But I need to be aware of these things now. But the good thing is, kids apparently learn a lot of their behaviors from their parents. If they see their parents vaping, they think it's okay. See their parents smoking, they think it's okay. You know, see their parents drinking, they think it's okay. We really don't do that. We don't smoke. We've, you know, never vaped. You know, the only time, you know, we've drank is like in front of her is like on vacation, really, or if like some people are over. So the chances are good that she won't get that influence.
Right. Well, and also if you don't make it such a taboo that it becomes the only thing that they want.
Right. But, I mean, you know, I don't think she needs to be doing shit while she's in school.
No. No, and she's still young. But I understand that kids start younger and younger. I mean, I'm an old prude now, but I'm just, like, shocked at the age at which, you know, like, now, I forget what the statistic was, but an alarming amount of middle schoolers have already tried pot.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, my daughter's in middle school.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why I had to go to this thing. But I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't have a child for a long time. So if she does something stupid like that, I might not have a child again.
What do you mean you didn't have a child for a long time?
Before I had a child, I had no child.
That's true. So what are you going to do? Oh, I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what would you do? If you found out that she was taking some kind of drug, what would your reaction be?
At this age?
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be holy hell to pay.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, at this age, forget it. At this age, she'd be on lockdown. You know, once they get to be about 14 or so, you know, I guess then you have to have talks and, you know, listen, I mean, the trust would be broken. I mean, we would have to take out all of the furniture. She would have to, like, sleep on a slab of cement. I think that's where it would be prison rules.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's what you have to do. The child knows you can lie, but you better fucking be better at it than I am. Yeah, I better not catch you. So, them's the rules, and she's been told that I combat professional liars for a living, and the wife is very well-versed in the computer stuff on top of my knowledge of it, so she needs to raise her fucking game, and that is ingrained in her. The wife does not think it's a good message. I think it's a great message.
I think it's a great message. I don't like the idea of lying on a concrete slab, but certainly I think that a lot of kids these days think that stuff that is really a privilege is a God-given right.
Yeah, well, we all thought that, you know. The privileges have just gotten better.
I mean, they have gotten better. You know, they have pretty comfy lives, a lot of kids. And it's like, oh, yeah, you don't just get that. That's a privilege.
Right.
And if you're bad, that gets taken away.
Exactly. Speaking of bad and a privilege, the combination of both is here. Joe's here.
Hey, how you going?
Awesome.
So what happened? So I was talking to Joe's girl. We got flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, her tit blew out.
What's that?
I said, he said, like, what, are you flat? I go, yeah, your tit blew out.
Just one of them. It's very embarrassing.
It is. She's fucking walking funny now.
So where are you, on the side of the road?
No, actually, I was still at the day program.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I am going to boot up the computer, and Joe is going to handle the chat. Are you going to head on home?
I just pulled in my driveway.
You're home?
Yeah, I just pulled in.
All right, well, then
So then she'll man the chat when she gets inside.
Look at Joe. She'll fucking do it. I don't want anything to do with it. Nothing good happens with it. Get your ass inside, this flat tit. Get to stepping, stupid. Joe's got no tolerance. You don't even have time to pee.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus, give me a second to pee when I get home with you.
Fucking Himmler just walked in, and he doesn't have fucking time. He wants discipline.
Well, you know, and Davin sent me all these texts, but I'm driving like a madman. I'm not looking at the phone. I'm just driving to get up here. So I don't know. I didn't know what's going on till like maybe about 2 miles away.
Well, sometimes you listen to the show.
I don't like listening to the show.
A lot
before
of people feel that way. But considering we can't get the fucking podcast up, this might be your only opportunity. So I suggest you listen live.
Because this
will probably be on our fucking feed in August. So I encourage everybody to listen for the 3 hours you can.
Yeah, we're going to have a chat about our back office staff.
That's nothing I haven't thought already. It's going to be a fucking dildo with razor blades attached. I told my wife my theory. Because there's been a common characteristic of both of my web guys, uh-huh. And I said, well, maybe those type of people aren't good at this, and she said no. she said that's not it. I said, well, I'm 0-2 is the only thing I can tell you, because there's more drama and more grief than I can fucking deal with, and the two of them don't get along with each other either.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Oh, God forbid. Because usually, well, it used to be one of them would fuck up and then another one would try to fix it,
right?
You know, and God forbid, and then they would try to go through me, but I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So after like 2 days of this, I'm like, why don't you two fucking maniacs talk to each other? And they don't like each other, and they both think the other one's a fuck up. And you know what? I think they both might be right. I feel like they're playing fucking cards, and I'm the table.
I still have to call one of them because I got to sell up with him, and I got to get my website rolling again or updated. You know.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I have no advice for that, because clearly not my strength.
Right.
All right. So Pip, you settle in, and I will move on with the show. And you jump back in. You leave your phone on. You jump back in when you're ready.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So she should be set up in a couple minutes. So you don't want to man the chat while she's
No.
No. Fuck it. No. I drove. That's all I'm doing. I'm sitting and talking.
Well, I'm being a dick. She'll be on in a couple of seconds.
Who knows with her? She might fucking break an ankle on the way to her little secure place. You fucking trust her? I mean, really? Really? I mean,
I'm still listening to you,
Dick. I'm aware. I'm not talking out of school. I don't say anything on the air I wouldn't say to you.
Yeah,
on...
it's not like he's holding back.
Exactly.
Or you caught him saying something.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The chance of a fucking broken ankle between your front door and the couch where you're going to set up shop is 35%. You might trip on a cat. You might trip on like a coffee mug that you had out earlier in the day. You know, there might be shit from last weekend's garage sale that you forgot to put away. You know, somebody might have gotten too excited and like made a mess on the linoleum floor when you went to get a drink.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fucking things. And let's be honest, you're not the healthiest one to begin with. A strong gust of wind can fucking take you out. So I'm not really talking out of school here.
Let me tell you something. The lot between my car and my front door was where I took my magical spill where I wrecked my rotator cuff. So I've already passed the danger zone as far as I'm concerned.
Now, everything's a danger zone. You get gardening injuries.
So that's what I was doing then.
That's like a coworker of mine at the day program. She has her girlfriends. They always go on these trips. And somebody is almost dying, almost getting hurt. You know, I told her she's going away this week. And I go, it's like when SEAL Team 6 goes away. Who knows if somebody's coming back? Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? You know?
Yeah. They call their family and say their goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you where we're going. Yeah. It's not known to be dangerous, but that's all I can say.
Yeah, it was one time. There was one of the girls. And she was with the Lake George, and the snowmobile went through the ice, and they had to pull around, bring her to a bathtub, and run hot water to bring her back to life. Then they had cocktails. Yeah, shit that goes on with them.
I'll tell you what. It's either fucking Bin Laden or Lake George.
Yeah. Like SEAL Team 6 when they go away.
Here's the difference. SEAL Team 6 comes back okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Not them.
And nobody asked for the movie or the book to be written about the trip to Lake George.
Yeah.
All right. So have you guys ever – you don't go to Broadway very often, but you like theater.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Pip, do you go to Broadway very often?
Not often, but I have been, sure.
Have you seen the show Wicked?
Yes.
Fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
You seen
it? I really liked it. Yeah,
it's probably the best musical I've ever seen. It's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and it makes you look at The Wizard of Oz in a completely different light. Now, I took the wife to see it before the official open, so it was the original cast with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth.
When was this?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm an old man. A long time ago.
All right, yeah. Because it's a long-running play. That's why, you know, it's been very long. Jesus Christ.
15 years?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, I saw it. It was fucking amazing, and
right.
This is before the official open.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, my daughter is part of this musical thing. It's called Wire Choir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she has a concert tonight.
Now, what's a wire choir?
Exactly. It's they get all the string instruments and they play concerts and stuff like that. So my daughter actually has a concert tonight. She's not a taekwondo. She's playing violin tonight.
Very good.
She had a concert last Tuesday and this Tuesday. She has another concert this fucking Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So one of the things that they're doing, that they did, is they, through Wire Choir, is they a field trip on this past Sunday to go see Wicked in the city for $100. You know, and they bust them there. You gotta ply your kids with food. You would think they could give them a fucking boxed meal for that. But whatever. So she wants to go. We let her go. Now, they need five chaperones to accompany the teacher. We didn't volunteer to chaperone. Why? I barely like my own family. Why would I want to be around others?
Mm-hmm.
But so the wife didn't... The wife didn't volunteer.
I'm just sitting there going, yeah, I understand.
No. the next pilot will be about me.
All right, funny, hysterical.
So they get about 20 people who request to do it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
They can only take five. So one of the mothers writes, get a load of this. If you don't allow me and my husband and my son to chaperone, three of them, then my daughter can't go on the trip.
So she stays home.
What?
Yes, Joe. That's
so
what
she
I
stays would... home, and when she cries, it's because mommy's an asshole.
That's how I would handle it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Pip?
Oh yeah, mommy's a greedy asshole, so the kid stays home.
So how do you think the teacher handled it?
They let him go.
They let him go.
Teacher fucking caved in. So now that meant only two other people had the opportunity. They fucking took up three of the five spots. What type of lesson are you teaching? I mean, I get it, like, the teacher didn't want the child to be deprived. But you know what? That's where a life lesson is. You act like a gavone, unless you run for fucking president, it's going to bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only one person can be
exactly.
that. Yeah, only one person can be the top cheese at a time. And right now we have President Trump. Nobody else gets these fucking type of privileges until the next man or woman's up. Them's the rules. You're not. Your last name isn't Trump, so fuck you. Get in line.
Yeah, I don't know what people. You know, I just don't understand. I guess they're more lenient. I mean, the school would. You know,
here's what I would have done. If you're the teacher and you don't want to cause ruffles, here's the way you do it. Go. I understand what you're saying. But we've always done it, or we're doing it. You know, it's completely random. I put all the names in a bowl. I can't promise you anything. I'm sorry if your daughter won't be able to come, but it's unfair to the other people. I'll let you know after I pick out the names. You call their fucking bluff.
Yeah, and you want to know something?
Yeah.
They're probably trying to go so they could go, you know, glom and get on the play.
Because it's a really good price, I guess, to see Wicked.
Right. So, you know, let's say you were going to do it. All right, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to say you, me, and the other, the son, we go. Last to go. If they say yes, great. If they say no, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, yeah. Well, three of us are going. We can only take one or two. All right. Well, we yeah.
But
know,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
the this is the this is a
you don't act like a child about it.
But this is a microcosm of society. They feel fucking entitled.
Yeah,
they feel, and this is how you get entitled children. Although I guess the daughter like said to like one of her friends, "Go, yeah, my mom weaseled her way on." So like the daughter knows her mom's a shit.
But I would be embarrassed about, you know, especially if I found out. Well, if the three of us can't go, the kid can't go. What?
It's selfish. Let your daughter have the experience. So my daughter's little friend. Her mom has been talking about going to see Wicked forever. They wanted to see Wicked. They just haven't had the time or the money. Something always comes up, blah, 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 blah. So she started crying because her mom couldn't go. So it had ripple effects. But her mom, like, handled the show. I was like, don't worry about it. It's okay. Like the mom was, like, less upset than my daughter's friend. But, I mean, what type of society? Like, we talk about what's wrong with people today. This is it. And it has nothing to do with fucking race or religion or gender. That people are assholes.
If they make a stink, you know, if they make a stink about it, you know, I mean, if you're trying to get, if you're like, look, this is our chance to go see it, you ask. If they say, well, we'll see, you know that it's like, all right, I'm going to ask. And if they say, well, we'll see, maybe not. All right, fine. Let me know. It is what it is.
You don't give the teacher an ultimatum and hold your kid's experience as the fucking ransom.
That's ridiculous. That's bullshit. What are they going to do when they go for a job interview? You know, they're going to be there. Well, you better hire my daughter. You know, you can't. It's ridiculous the way these parents are, you know? And I think basically when we grew up, and I think why these kids are so spoiled nowadays and the parents are so lenient is when we grew up, our parents were children of the Depression. And when we wanted something, they didn't want to hear it because they had nothing. I want them. Yeah, really? Do you? You know? And I think that when they became parents, they said, you know what? We're going to be a little bit more lenient and splurge a little more on our kids.
Yeah, but this isn't being splurging or lenient. This is entitled. This is my experience. My family's experience is more important than everybody else's.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got one of those guys.
You're using the daughter as a pawn, you know?
Yes.
And that's not right.
Like I said, we get one of those people at a time, and that job's filled. You know, this family doesn't get to be that family.
Right.
So, all right. So, my daughter is in the last year of the pilot. Do you have anything you want to add? Do you have anything going on? If you got something.
No, I got,
If you got something, you got it.
Well, I want to hear about your daughter. You know, tell your story.
Well, you're seldom here for this portion of it.
All right, but I want to hear your story. Your story's interesting.
I got so much to talk about.
We'll talk about it. I'll talk after you do.
I don't want to do a 12-hour show.
Don't worry. We'll do talk. It's an interesting story.
Well, you should have heard the first half hour. Complete horse shit. I called it an abortion's abortion.
Right. What are we going to do?
It was fucking terrible.
It's an interesting story.
All right. I appreciate it.
And then I'll tell my story.
And we'll hope that's interesting.
And we'll hope that's interesting.
And then I have one more thing that I will bring out to the court for us all to discuss.
Yeah. And we just explained how people to people that we do this fucking show.
Well, when people are present, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You still there, Pip?
Yeah, I am, you bastard.
Wow. That was a little hurtful. I was, you know, just checking in with
her. Helps when people are there. I hear you.
All right. Fuck you, you twat. I didn't call you the other word because we'll talk about that in the second segment.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So this is the last year of my daughter in the PIA program. She's been in the PIA program.
And what's the PIA program?
It's a different way of learning. It's more artistic. It's less test-driven. And when they closed down my daughter's elementary school and she was going to go to a new school, we put her in this. So she's been in that from the first grade on.
Okay. So
it's not mainstreamed.
It's not mainstream. So it's different from Common Core. She's not in Common Core doing anything.
Right. Although they still have to do certain things.
Right.
But it's much more artistic.
Okay.
Different way of learning.
Okay, good.
Which my wife wanted to get my daughter to think outside of the box more.
Uh-huh.
Because she thinks my daughter's a type A personality, and she thought this would help.
Probably gets it from daddy.
I don't know. That's a hurtful thing, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's not a hurtful thing.
A little hurtful.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay. It's a compliment.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm an asshole. It's a compliment.
Type A is not an asshole. A type A person is driven, who has goals, who wants to get to those goals. That's a type
A
person.
Well, I think you'd be a type B. Yeah, you know, maybe you're right. I think type B's have different goals.
Me, I'm like a type A sometimes.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But that's what a type A person. Some people are like, but that's, you know.
Pip is a type B.
Yeah, definitely.
Pip goes along to get along, which works out well. Because how many type A's can we have on this fucking show? Then it'd be like AAA, and we'd all have to tow Pip, and we don't have time for that.
Funny.
So this is the last year. It was supposed to be the last year, but they delayed it a year.
Right.
And the program has had issues since its inception. And every year, my wife and the other kids' moms get together to discuss how they will express their concerns to the administration.
Mm-hmm.
They all get together at the little cafe, and they all talk with their little... I call them the hens. You know, all fucking with the high and mighty ideas as they're fucking hatching little eggs. That's what they're fucking doing. They're going to change the world because the administration can't wait for them to fucking come through the door.
I'm sure they're psyched.
My wife now calls them hens, too, so I'm winning.
Funny.
She goes. Oh, well, that would make you a rooster. I said, no.
You're a cock.
No. I said, thank you, Joe. Obvious joke. Brought to you by Joe Kerr. I said, no, I want nothing to do with that chicken coop. That's what I said.
Yeah, you go nuts, yeah.
I
got vault. Yeah, right.
And every year they fret about which kids will be in what class. Each year, and they worry about the rumors and reputations of each teacher. I want my kid in that teacher because I heard this one's bad. Every year, they meet with the administration. The administration promises they'll do something, and they fucking don't do anything. They fucking lie to them. It's rinse and repeat every fucking year.
Because you have all these people. I want this, and I want and you go okay. But we'll look at beat it, stupid. And if you do what they want, because how are you going to run a school if you're trying to do 90 different things?
What is this? Wire choir? You can't be caving into bullshit.
But that's true. You can't. You got people with 90 different ideas. How are you going to run this class, you know, to the satisfactory of about 30 different mothers?
I agree with you.
You know, you put an administrator in there, the administrators in there, and the administrators run it. If you don't like the way they're doing, then you vote them out at the vote. You vote them out at the vote.
Thank you, Jeff.
At the vote.
I actually went to one of the meetings last year. I think I talked about that. I went to one of the meetings. It was fucking awful. I was the only guy there. I was wishing for a fucking chicken hawk to walk in at any fucking moment and swoop in and fucking kill the hens. It's fucking stupid. But I discussed it on the show. Anyway, so the two lead hens wound up having their children punished by the administration this year because their kids were not in the same class with all the other girls. Like, their kids, like all the other girls that they knew, the two lead hens, their kids were in a separate class.
Because maybe they wanted a certain curriculum for those kids.
No,
and that
they
class
no,
offered it?
No, they wanted their girls in with the other girls. You know, that's all their friends. So I think the administration might have said, fuck you.
Could be.
You know, I get it. So next year's, you know, it's kind of trepidation because she's going to be mainstream. That's why I wanted her to do softball so she'd meet other kids.
Mm-hmm.
But instead she's doing the orchestra and the choir. So she's meeting kids that way through wire choir, and she's doing a Harry Potter.
So she's not doing the softball anymore?
No. That,
did she? How did she wind? Did she like it overall, or she just said that's not? Because this is when kids discover what they like and what they don't like.
She liked it the year before.
Mm-hmm.
She liked it best with me as her coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to fall ball, mm-hmm. and it was a very good coach. But here again, these are very little kids. She was the only one on her team that she didn't know anybody else on her team.
Mm-hmm.
All the other kids were on another team that she knew, so she was kind of fucking isolated. So it wasn't fun, and she didn't have her friends, and that was the retirement. That was the end of
it. It's almost like in a comedy terms when you work on a weekend and like there's a couple other that you never worked with before, you really don't know, and they keep to themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's
and
worse
it's
when you're a kid.
Yeah, it's worse when you're a kid because, as now it's like, all right, I don't know these guys. They want to keep to themselves. I'll do the same, and we'll get through these shows, and we'll both shake hands, and we'll all get
but
the
it's
hell
a
out
week
of
or a weekend. It's not a fucking season.
Right, exactly.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is, as you said, this is when the kids figure out what they really
that's
like.
What they want to do, yeah. So you got to roll with what they want.
So it didn't work out. So she wasn't
right,
that. She
fine.
Was the youngest
that's
on the team.
That's fine. Then you
it's
know,
a shame because she was good.
Well, you know, she may go back as she gets older. She gets into high school or something like that. But for right now, you know, let her go. You know, she wants to try music. That'll be great.
My approach with this has been, I'm not going to bitch. And I'm going to give the teachers need to give me a reason to bitch. I'm not going to preemptively bitch. You know, I'm not going to go and meet with the administration ahead of time. Because, you know, if the teachers are good, so be it. I'm not going to fucking go on what other people say.
Right.
As opposed to this. And it's worked out that way. And the wife is finally starting to see things my way.
Right. Because you have all these hens like over picayune stuff. Mm-hmm. And you might look at the issues. And this is nonsense. I'm not going to go down there for nonsense. You know, you evaluate what's going on. And then if you feel, all right, look, I have to say something, then you go down there. But if it's all, you know, it sounds like a bunch of, you know, women with picky you nonsense.
I think they get tuned out after a while.
I think and you're exactly right. And, you know, if they're coming to them with nonsense, you know, like I said, the administrators are like, look, we can't run this place 30 different ways.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, the way it is.
Now, there have been a few times where I've contacted a teacher or administration. I talked about on the air where there was the one kid who threatened to shoot everybody in the class.
Yeah, that's got to be addressed.
Yeah. And I wrote to the principal. I'm like, well, why wasn't I told about this?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm the only one who got a response back from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written to my daughter's regular teachers a couple years ago because there was an incident with a cafeteria lady, which sounded completely out of character. Like, I know what my kid's going to do wrong.
Right.
Like, I've told the teachers, and they know. She talks a lot. If she's talking a lot, move her desk. Make her stay after. Punish her. She knows she's not supposed to be distracting other students. She knows this. You're not telling.
Well, call me, and I'll be waiting at home.
Well, no.
We'll straighten it out when she gets in.
If it gets back to me, then there's a fucking problem.
You know. Like when we were kids.
Exactly.
Like when the teacher would call at 8 o'clock at night, and it's like, oh, hold on, I'll get her. Who's that? It's the. What does she want? Well, it ain't to talk about how funny Happy Days is tonight. Yeah, they call it 8 at night.
How about that, Chachi?
Wasn't Fonzie? Oh yes, Fonzie was hysterical. Thank you, Miss Miller. Thank you for calling, and we're talking about how. No, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
it's about me. I'm fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I trust the teachers and the administration to handle basic shit.
Yeah.
If it gets back to me, if I have to intervene, then either the teacher did a bad job of fucking handling it, or my daughter's off the rails, and now she has to deal with me, and I will meddle out justice as I fucking see fit.
Right.
But that doesn't happen. But I get results.
Good kid, yeah.
Yeah, I get results. Like, one of her teachers actually compliments me. She's like, you write the best letters. Like, the fucking email.
Let's see what I write, Booker's.
Well, that's
he
how I
most
learned.
Certainly does. I enjoy when he writes, but it's very not complimentary.
He called me a cocksucker, but the grammar was perfect.
He used the comma where it was said asshole.
Proper tense and cocksucker. Cocksucking. He called me a douchebag and capitalized the D because it was starting a sentence.
That is true. And usually people write a couple of C when they write crook, but they do not.
Yeah, so I learned that. So I learned how to write from writing with Booker. So
right.
But I get results where these other parents don't.
Because you're not going to them with nonsense.
Yes, and I think that's the message for parents.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a fucking a helicopter parent.
No, you can't, and that's exactly the proper term for that, because it's like you said, they can't run the place 30 different ways.
Now, where it will get interesting this year is this coming year, because, you know, these kids are stigmatized for being in this program because it's different. That's the only thing. And you know, when you're a little kid, if anything's fucking different, like you're fat, like you're short, you know, you have a lisp,
mm-hmm.
you come from a foreign country, you know, fucking kids are like vultures, mm-hmm. and they'll swarm in any weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, I was a short, fat Jewish kid, so there were some weaknesses there. I had some fights.
Probably where your humor came by.
Maybe.
That's what got my ass out of it. That's what got my ass out of plenty of that shit.
I mean, no. I mean, there were some fucking fights.
Yeah.
There were some. I had some fights. But, you know, back in the day, back in the day when we were growing up, you didn't have to worry about being shot in a fucking.
Because we take it to the bleachers and beat the shit out of ourselves. And then.
But that was it. And then you become friends.
Yeah.
But that was it. But now with the and I've talked about bullying before, with the social media and everything, the kids can't escape from. At least with us, you had a bad day at school. At least you fucking went home. You turned on Looney Tunes. You know, You know, one day at a time. Whatever the fuck you're watching.
As an adult, one of the guys that he's actually a competitor of mine now, but him and I got in a massive argument one day. And we wound up, we realized we were cut from the same club. We wound up being friends for years.
There you go.
You know, we're business associates. Yeah, so, it was, you know, that's what happens.
So I'm a little worried about the bullying. But the good thing about my kid is she's a normal height. She's not fat. She's got fucking biting sarcasm. So if anybody, like, verbally.
She's a black belt.
Yes, I'm getting to that. She's a black belt. She's going for her second degree next year.
Yeah.
So she's been, you know, she's a
trainer. She's going to be bullied.
And she's fucking strong as hell.
Mm.
On Saturday, I wanted her to practice her violin because she had lessons later on the afternoon.
Would she smash you with it?
More or less.
You really?
I'm poking her. And she fucking backswings. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't say what the fuck. Like, what the hell is that? It fucking hurt. I'm like, what are you doing? I go, don't you ever do that again, or it'll be the last thing you do. Well, I can still kick her ass.
Yeah, getting's good. Yeah,
exactly. But she's got power.
Oh, she's dead, even if she can pack a wallop.
No, she got me in the fucking ribs. I'm like, what is that? So she's got power. So I think, you know, but I don't think she'll be a target because I think she blends in and kids gravitate to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids want to be her friend and she don't give a shit.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. But, you know, she's still shy. So, but I worry.
How old is she now?
She's 11.
Okay.
So I worry about what the bullying situation is going to be next year. Because, you know, I read these stories and they break my heart every time where these kids, they take their lives after they've been bullied or they're miserable. And I don't want that for my daughter. So the rules are this. Here are going to be my rules for bullying. The wife does not completely agree with me, but I'm going to set the rules. This is the way the shit's going to be. If the kid verbally is annoying, my daughter should use her sarcasm.
Right.
To cut the kid to shreds. She's been trained in the sarcasm dojo.
Probably by daddy.
Yeah, I guess she gets it from him.
Did you? Are you? You know, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good girl.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good girl.
Her daddy's a douche, and he does it for pay.
Right. Right.
Anybody who's listening to the show pretty much knows you and Pip obviously know what a douche I am.
Yeah, if she's got that gene, I feel bad for the other kid.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the first thing.
Right.
If it gets so bad, then she should go to a teacher
mm-hmm.
or administrator to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher or administrator fails to intervene, then it goes upon me to contact the parent,
right.
the other parent, to see if we can work this out and come to an accord,
mm-hmm.
as they would say in Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
If that should not, if the other parent is unwilling to come to an accord, then I will inform that other parent. My daughter is a black belt. She is strong as hell. She will break your kid's jaw. And I will see you in court over it.
Yeah.
So tell your kid for their own good to back the fuck up. And I know that they teach you equal force with equal force, but after exhausting every method, break a fucking kid's
jaw. Well, that's what my mom taught me. She goes, "You try to talk a way out of it. If not," and I go, because my problem was I let a lot of people push me around. The teacher actually called and said I should be fighting and defending myself.
How about the fucking teacher does the job and put a stop to it?
You know what? That was back in the day. You know,
God forbid,
where you had
when kids could eat paste and apparently get their shit beaten out of them,
right?
Because you know
you had to fight your way out of it. So
it's not Thunderdome; it's class.
I started to stick up for myself.
Because
a bully only learns when he's on his ass.
No, I agree with that too. Now the other thing is, I told my daughter if she sees somebody being bullied, she should intervene to stop that bullying.
Yeah.
That's part of the responsibility of being a martial artist too.
Right.
And
yes.
I also, if I ever hear that she's bullying somebody else, her ass is mine.
Oh yeah, yeah. I hate bullies. I hate them.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? Bullies don't even know that they were bullying you.
I think they have an idea.
No, they don't.
I think
they don't. And I'll tell you why. We did a gig over in East Northport, our old town. Joe,
is this when JJ was crying in the rape shower after you guys were mean to him online?
No. It was Joe Cumier put together a gig in our old hometown, and Anthony was there. I was there. All my old buddies, and there was a guy there that used to bully me. And I go, he goes, hey, how's it going? I go, I go, you used to bully me. And he goes,
good for you to even say that.
I go, he goes, I never bully. I go, you used to bully me. As a matter of fact, so much so that I use half your name in an act over bullies.
That's fucking great.
And he goes, I can't believe I did that. I go, but you did, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have. I don't know if I would have. The
look at a kid. We're both grown men. We're old men. We're gonna have to. What are we gonna do? Play checkers to settle this shit?
Yeah, that's an idea. I mean, I would probably just like brush over it, or you know what, bygones be by. Good for you.
Because he came up to me, goes, "Hey, Joker." So I go, "Not for nothing. You used to bully me."
Yeah,
and
for
I
you.
Go, yeah, I go, it bothered me so much. I go, you're in my act sometimes. I don't use your full name, but I use half of it. I go,
I don't use your full name, but I might.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. He's a nice guy. He's an adult. He's an accountant.
Yeah, he got
know?
All his licks out on you.
Yeah,
when you were a kid.
But you know, but like I said, sometimes these guys don't realize.
They don't know.
What
no,
the, and I
know.
Relive all the
some
I,
of them.
Yeah, I relive all the time in front of math class when he when he used to harass me. I go, I should have just knocked his ass off.
Yeah, you know. Well, my daughter. Well, I will have the conversation with my daughter.
Yeah.
Again, before school starts, but she has the ability and the power to break bones.
Mm-hmm.
I know from her stupid little backline. Fuck. Like, and if she can, if she connects with a jaw. You know, if she remembers not to lick and instead of fucking throw kicks, she will break a kid's jaw.
Of course.
And I will let the parents know that she is a black belt and you have been warned and we have exhausted every other method and your kid's an asshole and now I can't be held responsible.
You know what I would do? I would make up cards for her, like a business card. And if you want to go, I want you to read my card. And I go, I could break your bone. I'm a black belt. I go, do you want to do this?
That's funny. I might do that.
You know?
I like that.
And then
idea.
If the kid does, you know, the kid, and if God forbid something happens, well, I'm going to sue you because your kid broke my kid's jaw. Really? She handed her a card telling her she was a black belt and to stop and not to pursue it any further. She warned her.
I kind of like that.
It would be interesting to hear from a lawyer's perspective if that is considered a threat. Or if at that point, because she's a black belt, how they say that people who are really, really good at martial arts, like, you know, masters are, you know, their hands are a deadly weapon.
Yeah, my kid's hands aren't a deadly weapon yet.
But you know what?
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying that maybe you don't want to show your hand. You know?
No, there is that. No, that would be a last resort. But that's an interesting approach.
But that's the thing. You and put it in lawyer terms, you have been so advised.
My daughter's name, whoop ass specialist. Forgive me. You have about 5 seconds to vacate the premises before I whoop your ass. Well, I mean, then you just, you know, whatever. I hope it doesn't get to that. I don't think it will. But, you know, my daughter has skills that I never had as a child. We have invested heavily in those skills. And she's fucking powerful. She's athletic. I don't know how powerful I was at that age. I got in fights. I was tenacious. I didn't give up, unlike the workouts I'm doing now, which make me cry like a bitch. But back in the day, I did not give up. The amount of times I'm on my hands and knees on that fucking rug going, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want a cookie. Every goddamn
one. How you doing with that? You still?
I talked about it. In brief, my theory is you can work out and eat cookies and lose weight better than if you work out and eat whole grain bread and vegetables and fruit.
I got you. Now, you had a gig last weekend, right?
Wednesday, I had
Wednesday, and there was food.
Yes, and I ate what I want.
Good. That's what I was thinking about that. I'm like, I was going to ask you about
that. It wasn't really that great, and there wasn't that much that I wanted. But, you know, whatever. I had some fruit, cheese, had some pasta. Right. But whatever. I'm losing weight. It's all good.
There you go.
Wearing this fucking 2X shirt, which is swimming on me. But anyway, so that's what I was thinking about. Joe, what's going on?
Well, the band played this weekend, and we were down in Brooklyn, Plasacket Street in Brooklyn, playing this place called Lucky 13. And across the street was a comedy show. And I go across the street and I look and I go, what do they have, comedy here every weekend? No, they're just doing an event and stuff like that. So we are in the midst of like the hipster area. And I'm like, all right. So I find out when we're going on and it's not for about another hour. So I went and I watched the show and it was all these hipster comedians. I didn't laugh once. I smirked.
Give me an example of a joke.
I can't really, but it was...
Because you know what? When they're non-hipster comics and they're new, they're not funny either. So it might not be the hipster. They just might be new.
No. Everybody was laughing like hell.
Oh.
I mean, it was you know...
Could be their friends. Was it their friends?
No. It was about 150 people there.
Nobody has that many friends.
Yeah.
Not
so,
comics.
You know, so it was all like... It's all softball stuff, you know, non-insulting and stuff like that. And
you mean the shit that won't get your show canceled?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, I go, I don't hear a laugh. I don't hear a punchline.
Give me a taste. Give me a little taste.
He'd tell you
would joke if there were any.
All right. Well, she goes, well, there was this one female comic up there, and she's like, oh, yeah, you know, and I'm walking through the park, and this guy's trying to hit on me and stuff like that. She goes, hey, you got it going. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I looked at her and go, hey, what do you want? And huddle, 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 and I'm like,
by the way, my favorite part of that was watching Joe act out the part of the girl, and he's kind of shaking his shoulders and everything.
Yeah.
That act out was way better than the Joe could have been, just seeing Joe as trying to be a sexy woman.
The only time I really smiled was there was one guy up there, and he was talking about Celestial Tees has a tour. And you go to Celestial Tees.
Celestial, not Celestial.
Celestial? Celestial?
I might be wrong. Celestial. I shouldn't correct what I don't know, but it doesn't sound right, Celestial.
I think it's Celestial.
Pip?
No, Celestial.
Celestial? Okay, Celestial Tees. And they have a tour, and it's like, can you beat the mint? They have a strong mint tea, and then the guy goes, and he goes, there's a T-shirt that can you beat the, I beat the mint. And she goes, there was a woman there that had the tea, and it was too strong, and she kind of got sick. And it's like, well, clean yourself up, and you don't get a T-shirt, you know? And, right, you know, I kind of smile, but that's kind of the stuff that they're doing.
Really? I'm doing this wrong.
You know?
Apparently, I'm doing
this
wrong.
That's lame.
Yeah, and it's, but the place, you know, huddle, huddle, huddle.
Did she call anybody a cunt?
No.
Did she call anybody an ape?
No.
Then it's not comedy.
Funny. But and the thing about it, I mean, the people are in stitches. So you know, and usually when you go to a comedy show and you go, I'll go up there, I'll kick ass in this, but no, I'll be running out of town on a rail.
You think so?
Absolutely, because my set is totally not what they want to hear.
I think I would. I think in that
you would do well because you do a lot of crowd work.
I think I would turn nasty on them and whip them into shape. I'm not fucking putting up with this shit for you people. I did it at the golf course last Wednesday. Fucking I go, we're in Middletown. We're not even in Middletown. We're the town next to Middletown. You can't even keep a Chuck E. Cheese's from going out of business. I'm not buying this highfalutin bullshit. I know exactly who you people are. I fucking set the record straight.
That's hysterical.
That's the way I handle my things.
Yeah. So we get, the comedy show is, so I go across the street, the band's about to go on, and I set up my keyboards. My top keyboard is not working. It's fried or something like that. And now we're waiting to go on, and now I'm getting pissed. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And oh, what's taking so long? This is not working. And then everybody's got to set their stuff up around me, and it's taking a long time. Then I plug in. Then I'm trying to unplug everything just to run one keyboard. Everything is tangled around my leg. And we go on, and we start playing. And I played well. The band played well. I just didn't smile. I was pissed. I think Mike was pissed because I wasn't smiling.
You're not a fucking show pony.
Yeah.
You're a keyboardist. You don't have to fucking smile. That's for the lead guitarist and the fucking lead
singer. So I'm like, I felt bad. So there were some pictures from Saturday night. And there was pretty cool pictures of Mike and Jason.
I saw a
and,
picture of you. You were fucking staring down at your hands.
Yeah, you know,
you
I'm
were
playing.
Looking at no one. That's fine.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, a great picture of...
You're not Elton John.
I know.
What the fuck?
But the funny thing is, he goes, because people always complain.
I'm
I don't
picturing that now. Joe is helping John.
It's not that much of a stretch, honestly. They both got glasses, a little heavy, older.
Well, the funny thing is,
Joe, how are you with websites?
Not good.
You're hired.
But the funny thing is like I can't, you know, Mike go, oh, you got to try to smile, I got to do that. And I go, well, I try. But the funny thing is, he saw me playing Rotgut. Yeah. So,
well, he expects maybe a dress. I mean, in Rotgut, you smile.
I smile.
You're a lunatic.
I'm a lunatic, yeah. But I told him, I go, well, in this band, I go, I don't know if the music is conducive to me being a mental patient. I go, you know.
Yeah, but I guess he, like, missed the 90s where everybody fucking stares down at their feet and just plays.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? But that's not your job. As long as you play well, you're not a fucking you're not a show keyboardist. You're fucking there to you know. Play
in this band, yeah, in Race Odyssey, because he saw me in Race Odyssey, I was a little flashy a couple of times. You know, in this one, it's more like a progressive music, so I don't feel inclined to go as nutty as I do. You know,
you're also older. What are you, 56?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? How long are you going to fucking carry on like an asshole? At some point, you just want to play your instrument and show that you're a good musician.
Yeah.
At what age do you get to just do that?
Yeah.
You're not in fucking Aerosmith. You know, really.
And the thing about it is there's a lot of patch change, you know, sound changes and stuff like that. So I got to be conscious. And I was so pissed off about the keyboard. I mean, I can't believe it's not working. So then I take it to the repair place, and the guy that used to work on my equipment was one of the best around. Unfortunately, he passed away. He was an older guy, and we take it to this new place. I take it to, and the guys there are assholes and they're smug. You know that going in, it's part of the deal.
Ugh.
And they go in, they're like, well, what's wrong with it? It's not turning on and stuff like that. Well, oh, we'll take a look. Well, it's reverse polarity. I go, what are you talking about? Well, did you use this 9 volt? I go, no, I used the other 9 volt that I had all the time. Well, did you use reverse polarity? No, I plugged the thing in like I've been doing. It worked Thursday night at rehearsal.
Right.
Oh, well, it's not going on. I don't know what to tell you, but maybe, I don't know if it's
Isn't he the guy that's supposed to know what to tell you?
I go, well, maybe it's shot. Are you sure you knew what you did? I go, you guys did the work on this. And they go, oh, well, it shows here that this we did the work on an X5D. I go, yeah, that's my other bore. This is an X50. I know you did the work on it because you didn't do what the fuck I wanted to do the first time around. But you go, all right, well, you want to... I go, and it gets to the point where I got into, well, it might be $300 to fix. And I go, well, the board is like $500, you know, a $600 board, and I want the board. I'm going to have to buy another one, and who knows? They don't make them anymore, you know? Oh, so why don't you do a bench check? I got to tell them, why don't you do a bench check? Bench check is $75, and you call me and go, it's nothing, we're fixing it now, or it's going to be $300. What do you want to do? Because for right now, we're just staring at a piece of plastic with 66 keys on it. You know, I mean, I got to tell.
And you're arguing about how to fix
but
it.
The funny
you're
thing,
supposed to be the one who knows how.
But the funny thing is, they're assholes. It's like part of the ambience of the place, to tell you the truth.
No, I can do without that.
You know.
I don't need that ambience. Fix my shit. Fix my shit.
You know. And this other guy that used to work, Jess Oliver, he was the designer of Ampeg Amps, which was a big amp company, but he was on the island. He was a great guy, knew a lot, you know, worked on everybody's stuff. For, you know, he was an older fella. He passed away, I think it was in his 80s. But Jess was great, so now I got to go to these guys, you know. And if you go to Sam
Ann. I hate that. When you have somebody that you can rely on that's like old school and knows what they're doing, and then all of a sudden you have to deal with these like hipsters, fucking hipsters.
Well,
everywhere.
No, they're not hipsters. These guys are like in their like early 60s and stuff like that. However,
really?
they've been in the music business forever. They're techs. And half the thing about those guys is that they've seen everything and dealt with all sorts of dim, you know. Pip, you know the dimwit musicians that are running out there. They have to deal with all their stuff, so they're kind of shell shocked. So anybody that walks in the door is an asshole, you know. So
that's my policy.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's why you get that treat. But you know how it is in music. Everybody's got an attitude and treats you like shit. So why not these guys? Just fix it and let me know how much it costs.
Yeah. I suppose. Yeah.
One last thing before we take a break, I want to give you guys this situation. I know. Some people may be limited on what they can discuss with this, but I'm going to bring it out here. So we started watching the Jersey Shore reunion. I know Pip is a big fan of that, aren't you, Pip?
I do like it.
I do. Well, don't no spoilers. I've just started watching the episode after they went on the yacht. So don't you jump ahead of me, Helix.
I haven't seen all of the new episodes, so okay. I might not know what you're going to say.
Okay. So Ronnie is a guy that was going out with Sammy's sweetheart.
Right.
They met on the show.
Now, these are the old Jersey Shore kids?
The original.
They
met on the show. They've been dating all these years. They're not with each other. Sammy's sweetheart's got somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie's got a baby on the way. Actually, he's had the baby now, but when it was being shown, had a baby on the way, 6 months pregnant, been with this woman a year. So now, apparently, Ronnie, it comes out Ronnie is not over Sammy.
Right.
You know, and refers to Sammy as the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
The wife turns to me. Yeah, already Joe's perked up. So, has there one that's gotten away from you? What type of bullshit is that?
Oh, God.
You were just fucking throwing a Molotov cocktail into the church to see what the fuck is going to happen. Well, that is a woman looking to fucking play the feud. That a slower man would fucking walk right into that trap.
I wouldn't know this.
No.
So two of the three of us will discuss. Okay?
Yeah,
No, that's something that you have to run screaming into the bathroom and lock the door.
It's some fucking bullshit. Have you ever asked a question of a man you were in a relationship with just to fucking see if you could start a fight? Because I feel like that's what was done.
Yeah, no, I because I don't like fighting. No.
Now, how can you wind up on this show?
That's what we do. I guess we're the exception. Now, I can see you, Joe, asking a question to start a fight. You got that in you.
No.
Really?
No.
I'm sure at some point I have. But not with somebody who I have to spend you know, a night with.
I don't dig like that. No.
That's good. But yeah, there's no. Yeah, I mean, what do you say? Yeah, Patty. Yeah, Patty was the one that got away. I mean, what do you fucking say?
No, there's no good answer to that. Run.
No, nothing.
Well, I did have a good answer.
What'd you say?
I said I don't really think about the past.
Oh,
yeah. Good answer.
Nicely done, sir.
And I was on my back when I said it. I wasn't even in fighting position. and she seems to have bought it.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I go, in this struggle, I really didn't have a lot of long-term relationship.
Right.
I mean, there was hell, and, you know, nobody's pining for that to come back.
Right, exactly.
You know, that ran its course.
Right.
But, I mean, just what type of bullshit is that?
You're kicking back, you're watching TV. What, I want to get into, now there's ingredients for a fight sprinkled in.
Yeah.
I'm just minding my own.
I'm fucking half asleep. I'm watching Jersey Shore. It's before bed. Now we got to fucking fight about what they're fighting about?
Yeah.
This is some bullshit right there.
Yeah.
But I did not know.
Yeah, really. It's like it's bad enough that it's this bullshit show. And I admit, I watch it, but it's a bullshit show.
We're watching bullshit,
and we're going to fight about the bullshit?
The wife even said the other day, she's like, I like this show because it makes me feel better about, you know, me and our situation. And I'm like, okay, I don't need. I look at them as fucking amusement.
Yeah.
I'm not analyzing Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
I'm not. There's like never a point in when I'm watching those people go, I can relate. I can relate to none of it.
I neither could I.
I didn't have a smush room. I didn't walk into a club and bang every whore I could. Well, I did, and I could bang zero.
What's
I did.
What's a smush room?
Oh, you know nothing. A smush room is a room geared to fucking.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I didn't have a designated smush room. The smush room was my bedroom.
Yeah.
That was the smush room.
That's the smush room.
But like,
they were smart, though, because they had rooms that they shared, and then if, you know, somebody wanted to get busy, you didn't have to worry about being in the same room with them.
Right, but, I never, like, watched this show and go, well, you know what? After I drank 20 shots of tequila, this is how I would handle it. There's no part of that show I can relate to other than the fact of them being from New Jersey and, you know, at Seaside Heights. I can relate to that aspect.
You know what the thing about it? I mean, you know, me and my guys used to go out partying, but there was no drama.
Oh, there's always drama. There's always
drama. That's why I had to get the show. But
exactly.
I mean, guys, there was no drama.
Yes.
And we just laughed our asses off.
Right. And I was trying to laugh my ass off, and the wife tried to infuse drama. But once again, I said, nay, nay, because I will be the one to infuse drama, or I shall walk away. Mm-hmm. Just walk away, nay, nay.
Yes.
I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home.
No, but no, I solved the problem for the fellas out there, that if they're ever confronted with that, you just go, I don't think about the past.
Yeah,
now, if you're one of these people that are constantly bringing up the past, well, you fuck yourself. You entertain these in-depth conversations, and I can't help you. But if you're willing to be a shallow cad like I am, you just go, I don't think about the past. I barely think now. I don't think about the future. I don't think about the other. I'm really like a fucking amoeba. That's what I am. If I could just fucking work out and collapse and watch Jersey Shore and not have to fucking talk, I think you've gotten maximum you can get out of me.
Yeah, and usually I got all sorts of things running through my head. I got everything from like, I need to pick up some gigs. When am I going to get my avails out? Did I handle that job quote well? You know, or you know what? That I think this patch might sound good in this tune, Fragile Sky. You know, that's all that's running through my head.
Well, apparently Jersey Shore is talking time.
Yeah.
Well, my answer appeased her.
Good.
So.
Good. Nice work, counselor.
Smart.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's no way. There's no really. Well, you can't say a person's name. Yeah. But, you know, this one, you know, sometimes I think about this one, but I'm glad I have you. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Because
Because do I? Am I prettier than her? Is my ass bigger than her?
And then they start scrolling through your Facebook friends and the fucking comments. You know, people do that. I don't know. Yeah. And then you got to answer that shit. But yeah, there's certain things that you don't want to entertain.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
And I'm not saying
that. And for somebody sitting out there, see.
No, I'm not.
Hey.
No, Now, I'm not saying whether there was somebody who got away or somebody who didn't get away. I'm just saying I'm not entertaining this bullshit. Yeah. How do you like that? Yeah. And I'm not going to ask you because then you're going to tell me. And if there is somebody, I'm going to feel like shit. I'd rather not feel like shit.
It's a very, just setting up for a very toxic conversation.
Yes, I just want to watch these assholes on TV. I don't need to have an asshole next to me.
Yeah. That's all I want to do. I want to kick back.
We're watching Jersey Shore. We're not fucking watching Anderson Cooper. I didn't think, you don't want to watch the news, so you don't have to think at night. Now you're fucking lobbing this shit out. If I got to think at night, let me see what fucking the president's done. That'll get the gears going, I assure you.
Yeah, right.
Joe, you won't believe this, and then we'll take the break. So the wife doesn't really, I'm the one who watches the news. I'm the news junkie, but the wife knows what's going on and everything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we'll be watching the news, and she will get so upset about this president, and she will just start like going on and on, and I really don't say anything, like as opposed to encouraging her and like bringing up the points and go, yeah, you have a point there, and I can't believe you do this. I just go, huh.
You know what makes me laugh? You do nothing but bash Trump. And,
I do other things.
No, but you do, but mostly you bash Trump any chance you can get.
So much there.
But hear me out. With that in mind, when she sits there and rages about Trump, and you don't say a word, you're kind of being an asshole.
You think?
Yeah. Think about it. You should be. You're damn right.
She doesn't comment on my Facebook page when I bitch about Trump. There's the fucking time. On Facebook is when I am entertaining. On Facebook and certain parts of this show is when I am entertaining Trump talk. That's it. You know, she doesn't comment. Yeah, go, yeah, you're right. She thinks I comment on Facebook too much. Well, you know what? That's when I'm doing my Trump talk.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes Mr. Helix wants to get involved in what's going on in the news and stuff, but sometimes he does it right after I've come home from the show because he was listening or he's thinking about it or whatever, and I'm like, dude, I just talked about this for 3 hours. Can I please relax?
Give him Joe's number. Joe's got a long drive home. Joe will be happy to go back and forth with Mr. Helix about it.
No. Listen to me. I get up early. I go to work. I negotiate. I buy. I do this. I drive in traffic. Then I come here, debate policy for 3 hours sometimes. I ain't talking about policy on my own.
Yeah, but we've softened you up for Mr. Helix.
I do put. Yeah, right.
You're not a tip top fighting for.
I am not. You know, it's funny. There was a comic. Caitlin Bailey that we did a gig maybe 3 years ago, and she was worked for the Hillary campaign. So we were talking policy back and forth and this, that, and the other, having a very good debate. And then I mentioned we were talking about music, and I go, yeah, Morrissey looks like an asshole the way he's dressed as he's got older. And she's like, oh my God. Oh, gee. I go, we've been discussing policy for 2 hours. That got you?
Well, now you're talking about something important.
Yeah.
Fucking Morrissey. A little respect. Forget about the president and the former secretary of state.
Right, yeah.
You're talking about Morrissey. What were you thinking?
That's what I told, like, we've been talking about policy for 2 hours. That got you?
Listen,
yeah,
you
really. It's like, how dare you, sir?
You can say anything you want about Hillary Clinton, but don't you fucking talk shit about Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Rules are rules.
Rules are rules. Oh, I never.
I understand, but you know, if you want to make fun of his scarves and that he looks like a nana at this point, we might have to throw down.
No, I just think a solo album is fucking stupid if I even consider.
Well, he already put one out or two out. He's got a couple solo albums out. I'm sorry he didn't run it by you. I didn't realize you were in Brooklyn fucking not smiling playing your keyboards. If only he would have had you to fucking consult with instead of, I don't know, the professionals he's surrounded himself around for 40, 50 fucking years. He's probably kicking himself right now. Oh, if only I could tap into Joe's musical sensibility.
Oh, why don't you play Dream On while the harpsichord song is on the fucking keyboard that doesn't work.
All right.
That's, and I just in the event, he goes, well, did you try this? Did you try? I go, I'm in a show. He goes, well, did it work? Right? Yeah. Well, how did you know it didn't work at the show? When I played it and no sound came out.
What a stupid question.
But like I said, they're smug assholes, but it's half of the ambiance of fucking going there. If they came in, hey, how's it going? Let's see what's going on. I'd be like, I don't want you guys touching my shit. Yeah.
How did you know it doesn't work? Well, when no sound came out was the first clue.
Yeah.
What a fucking moron.
Reverse polarity. What the fuck is, what am I, what the fucking Klingons got the thing? I don't know.
Somebody wants to be our new district attorney.
Right.
I know. What the hell is this? I mean, maybe I'm going to sound like a moron saying this, but reverse polarity sounds like something that the aliens do to piss off the Enterprise.
That's actually what I'm saying.
I think it's from Back to the Future, actually. I think with the flux capacitor. You should have asked him. Well, maybe you should check the flux capacitor.
Yeah, just do a bench check and quit busting my fucking balls.
He didn't want to charge you $75 for the privilege of going, it's fucked.
Yeah.
But all right, so we're going to take our first break. It was a long portion of the show, but you know, the first 30 minutes was horseshit anyway. So you
it was scintillating.
Yeah, right. But you got to go. So we're going to come back with Stephanie McGregor. We're going to talk a little bit about.